You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to another edition of Early BP. D-backs had a really rough one last night. 7-3 loss to Philadelphia. It was sloppy. Three errors. Probably a couple other balls that could have been called errors that weren't. Just a rough night overall in the loss to Philadelphia that put them a game under 500 and 3.5 behind Philadelphia and Washington for the two wild card spots in the National League. Too complicated to go through these standings every day. You'll just have to trust us. They've got some work to do. They can get back to 500 tonight, though. Mike Leake is making his D-backs debut against Jake Arrieta for Philadelphia. In a couple minutes, we'll talk a little bit about last night's struggles and more about tonight's game and Mike Leake's debut with Torrey Lovello. But we had a chance to catch up with the former Sun Devil standout and new D-backs pitcher before his first start.
Well, first of all, welcome home. Right? So when you got the news that you were coming back, what was it like?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I had thought about it about 4 years ago. Even at draft time, I had thought about it because it was a possibility. I was fortunate to get picked up before them in that draft. But I mean, coming home, it's a surreal moment. I mean, being able to play for home, it's a dream to be able to be in that position and have that opportunity. So I mean, hopefully, I can make the best of it.
How close were you to coming here in that winter of 15-16?
It was pretty close. I mean, it came into talks like back and forth a couple times. So I think that's pretty serious. At the end of the day, they decided to go a different route.
Wait, for you, obviously knowing that this was a possibility, I'm sure you heard the rumors during the course of the season. What was it like when you heard that you might have a chance to come back here?
It was about a month ago, and I was like, okay, cool. There's at least the shot of coming back, and then. Once it came close to the deadline, I didn't think it was really coming to any fruition. But then 15 minutes before, they came in and called my agent, and I think that was about it.
Oh, that's great. And so for you now, coming back here, obviously ASU is a huge part of your identity as an amateur player. What was that experience like for you? What did you learn from your time at ASU?
It prepared me pretty well for the big leagues. I mean, Murph is a competitor, and he definitely has the spirit of wanting to win. And I think it helps guys get better and ready for the big leagues. And I think without that next step of college and kind of another level of kicking in the butt, I think I wouldn't have been ready. So, I mean, it was a big-time experience for me to play in front of these fans. I mean, they can get rowdy on the other side, so it's fun.
So Murph is legendary for occasionally having the kick in the butt, right? So do you have a good Pat Murphy story that helps to define your relationship with him?
Oh, I mean, right now I don't want to share it. Maybe in the future we can share
That's
something.
That's good. That sounds good.
Right now, I mean, it's he – He was who he was. I think everybody kind of visually saw who he was, and I think good or bad, I mean, he was a decent person here.
I'm curious. I heard when you were introduced here, you said you really loved the spirit of the desert. I'm a transplant myself, but you came from the ocean to here. So what is it about the desert that you love?
There's nowhere really that looks like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if you go down to Australia, you might get something similar, or Africa, but I think it's just nothing like it. And the canyons that are up north, I mean, it's a spiritual place that kind of Indians were forced to. And, I mean, it's a great land.
Do you go hiking? Are you a hiker, outdoors person up there? Yeah, I mean, what's your favorite spots?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, any spot. I had to take a break a little bit. I mean, I felt like I was wearing myself out on the working out side. So I had to kind of sit down and lay low with the kids, learn the kids and learn the family life. But now I'll get back to maybe some mountain climbing, and I don't know what mountains yet, but definitely go out.
That's great. One thing I've always appreciated about you is that you seem to be a tenacious competitor. Where did that competitive gene come from?
I would say just kind of through the blood. I mean, and then also paying attention to the coaches and every friend and player that was around me. I mean, I think you can learn a little bit from everybody that's around you, and if you can grab little things here and there, and I think it kind of it makes your personality a little more rich. So I think my blood veins, and then from there it's just paying attention to others.
High strikeout game now, and you've always been a guy that works fast, throws strikes. How have you evolved as the game has changed in the last 10 years?
I've had to get more in the mode of strikeout mode, in a way. I think not that I'm getting overtaken, but I think sinker ballers are getting not passed up, but they're kind of on the back burner right now, and they're looking more for power arms, and it's becoming a little more visual. But with that said, I mean, it's just a matter of going out, and I mean, I think it's just the creativity is allowing me to set that separate tone.
Mike, we appreciate the time. It's great to see you here. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's Mike, happy to be here.
Glad to see you hitting again, too. Mike Leek joining us on the BP Show, Diamondbacks Radio Network.
Leek, a pretty accomplished hitter in his big league career. 198 batting average, certainly nothing to sneeze at, with half a dozen home runs. And had many chances to hit over the last couple of years in Seattle, just an 0-for-5 with a walk. So getting Mike Leek back into the lineup helped to lengthen things out for the D-backs a little bit as they face Jake Arrieta tonight. All right, let's visit with Torey Lovello, the D-backs manager, joins us right now.
How do you explain last night?
I can't. Sometimes this game, like I said the other night, just leaves you scratching your head, and you don't have an explanation for it, because this team has been so good and so resilient and so prepared to make plays like we normally do. But last night it was just an outlier, and that's how I'm going to view it. And sometimes this game gets hard and gets challenging, but I don't want the pressure of the moment or the worry of what's going on every day to override what they can do individually and collectively. So to go out play their game tonight is my focus. But last night was a very tough game for all of us to watch.
You know, it felt like there were a couple of moments where you're like, you got to be kidding me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what was the one that where you really went, this can't be happening?
The comebacker to Robbie Scott when he tried to bare hand instead of putting his glove on it. And oh, look, he's just getting here, and I know that he's been drilled on that play 1,000 times, if not more. He knows what we do here. He's been in the system now for almost an entire baseball season. To get grounded, get your hands on the ball, and make sure you get one out. And that moment right there, after the bunt base hit and then the chopped base hit that Harper got, I thought, this isn't what we do here, and we need to start to fundamentally execute and get an out. And, you know, luckily it wasn't a big inning, but it wasn't the shutdown inning that we needed.
You know, when you have days like that, and I know we talked about this after the game in Miami, you know, everybody from the outside watched a call a meeting and yell and scream. And so how, if anything, do you handle it, or do you – what do you do? What did you do today when something, or last night after that?
Yeah, yelling, kicking, and screaming is not something that can happen every day in baseball. I mean, we're out here for 180 days together, and it's one of those things you got to save it up. If you're going to do it, you got to do it at the right time, and it's got to have value. So, yeah, I may have done it earlier in the year, but what I say to the guys now is just let's get back to the basics and get to the fundamentals. And I talk to the coaches more than I talk to the players. So I get on the coaches and tell them, like, hey, let's tighten this up. This is what I saw. This is what I don't like. Now you guys go out there and teach. And then individually I'll probably have a conversation with a player or two, and I'll talk to Robbie Scott maybe, and just a 20-second conversation about, hey, I understand, but the next time do it this way. Or, you know, let's run the bases with aggressiveness, but be smart. Let's not run out of innings. So just quick little hitters. They know what my standing is on it. I just want them to know that I know, and then we move on.
Mike Leek's going to make his D-backs debut today. I had a chance to talk to him a little bit about how he feels like he's a little bit different in this world, right? High strikeout guy. There aren't that many sinker ballers left. What do you want from Mike Leek as he comes in and makes his first start?
To be himself, to go out there and spin it and locate it the way that he always does. And I know that he's on a very good run. He's locked in. He's had a lot of really good outings as of late. So you're not gonna outthink him. And, yeah, he is a little bit more of a finesse sinker slider type of a guy that's going to probably pitch the contact, and we want that to continue. So to go out there relaxed, make sure he has a game plan, the one that he follows, the one that innately comes to him, and see where that takes us.
Weak contact is obviously when he's at his best. How do you feel about somebody like that with your defense behind him?
Yeah, it should be a perfect situation for us. And, you know, we felt like getting him here was going to make him a little bit better because of the way we position, the way we pick up the baseball. For me, I feel like we're the best defense in baseball, which is a little bias, I get. And then we pitch. We throw in pitching plans, and if we can have him adopt the idea of getting some pitching plans inside of what he already knows, it could be very powerful.
So how has he reacted to that so far? Because it's probably a little different than what he saw in Seattle or St. Louis before that.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's a slow process. You know, he's a guy that's been in the big leagues a long time, and that's all he knows is what's in his head and some of the preparation that he does. So we're going to throw add-ins in there, and we're going to give him as much as he wants, and that's usually what our technique is. We start off slowly in spring training when we're initiating some of these concepts with these guys, and some guys love it, some guys don't want it. And we have a lot of pitchers that are pitching successfully that don't use it. I think Mike Leake will fall somewhere in the middle. We're going to let him go out there and do his thing first and then see where it takes us.
All right, Jake Arrieta today. You guys faced him earlier this year. A lot of good at-bats, didn't get much to show for it. What needs to be the difference tonight?
Yeah, I remember building some innings last time, but he made some pitches. And, you know, in true veteran form, he's pitched in big games and had big moments where nothing is going to phase him. So we got to make sure that when we get him in those crisis situations that we out-execute him. You know, it's a crossfire. It's a different angle. The ball's going to be coming and exiting the strike zone from a different angle that we're not really used to. But the guys that have faced him will be prepared.
Skipper tonight.
Thanks so much.
D-backs skipper Torey Lovello. D-backs and Philadelphia Phillies tonight. Again, D-backs can pick up a game on the Phillies in the wild card race. Philadelphia and Washington, the two leaders, tied for the two wild card spots. Right now, 3.5 in front of the D-backs, and the D-backs can get back to break even tonight. BP shows 6, first pitch 6:40. Greg Schulte, Tom Candiotti on the D-backs Radio Network. Thanks for joining us for a little more early BP.